Now, with all the machinery you have, does anyone here have a stopwatch on any of their machines?
Yeah. Mommy does.
Right, can you work it for me? Tell me when you're ready. Okay. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Alan? Now, when the disciples saw Jesus praying, they were so impressed, they said, teach us to pray. I've been in a church where they've actually rather said the Lord's Prayer, probably in 20 seconds, but not quite as quick as I did it then. Now, what I'm asking you to think about now is it a prayer to be said as it is, or is it to be garbled as quickly as you can? Is there a bit more to the Lord's Prayer and what it looks to be? Now, if I'm going to take a week explaining it to you, it looks as if it's just a possibility that there might be more to the Lord's Prayer than just getting it through in 13.2, did I do it? 13.9. Okay, thank you. So, the Lord's Prayer, we're going to look at it from Matthew. It doesn't really matter, but as Matthew is the nearest to how we've got down over the years to understanding it, this is what we're going to look at. So it's Matthew 6 and verse 9. It says, after this manner pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now the disciples had watched Jesus praying, and then you had got lost in his prayer. And when they asked him how they should pray, he said, begin like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, who are the best talkers in this room, do you reckon?
You.
Well, I thought you. Okay. Very good. Now, you are used, Daisy, to talking to Mummy and Daddy. Yeah? We all talk to the people who live in our house. We talk to a lot of other people as well. We talk to our teachers, hopefully at the right time. We talk to our friends. And I get a little fed up. I try to be very patient with people who, if they talk to me, never stop. And I can't say anything. I want to say something. They go on and on and on and on. And when you come to think about it, surely prayer can't quite be like that, because prayer is talking to God who made the world. And we don't see him, so we have a problem. Makes sense to think we don't go on and on and on. Father, give me this, please give me that, give me this, give me this, give me that, give me that. And doesn't God get a chance to say anything back? Of course, he does. But come to that in a while. But he says, now, when you pray, begin, our Father, a wonderful thing to be able to call God who made everything that has been made our Father which art in heaven, our Heavenly Father. Those of you who've got your fathers here, you can think to yourself, what do I most love about Daddy? What do I appreciate about Daddy? And all sorts of other things. You can begin to think about these things. My father was never around. I had a father. He'd gone before I was even born, I think. So I never knew him. And so when I came to think of this, my idea of God being a Heavenly Father was not, of course, of a father I had around me, but of what I imagined, had he been there, and had he liked me, what maybe I would have said to him. And I so got to speaking to God and understanding him speaking back to me, all the things that I might have thought came from a father, I always thought of as coming from God. But what I want you to understand is that it is a wonderful thing, able to come to the God who made everything on terms like you would to a father. Now, strangely enough, maybe, in a funny way, we don't give the respect to our fathers that are due. On the other hand, it wouldn't be natural. Don't go in. They did 200 years ago and say, please, sir. They did once actually do that. If a boy got to see his father once every 6 months and went and stood before his father's desk and hoped that Dad wouldn't throw him out because he had something he wanted to say, and he would begin, please, sir. But actually, we don't do that. Good that we don't do that now. Because we don't have a relationship with our fathers we do with the headmaster or authorities who are high above us. They are the ones whom God has given to protect us and to help us. But actually, we respect them in a funny way, really, don't we? We respect them and pretend we don't. We respect them and try not to show it. And all sorts of things. But it's a strange way of dealing with the folks in our family, both our fathers and our mothers. What I'm trying to say to you is that here the Saviour is inviting those who love him, his disciples, God, friendlily and affectionately, and knowing that he will deal with them. Then he's not a God afar off. Come talk to you. That is a God who has something to say to you. Say, begin by saying, our Father, now, I won't pick on anybody. I'll think about myself. But when you begin to pray, you actually begin by saying, you never talk to Mum and Dad. There are such people. So Jesus is saying, all right, when you pray, think hard about what it means to have conversation with such an important person. Think hard about who you're talking to, what relationship he bears towards you. Think hard about it. About your life may become clear to you. Our Father which art in heaven, he says, hallowed be thy name. Anyone know what hallowed means? Yeah? It does. Hold down. Yeah? You know what holy means? But what does holy mean? It does mean that. Yes? It means wonderful and mighty. The word actually means separated. This Bible talks about things that nothing else talks about. The Lord God's holiness is he's so perfect, so holy, so pure, as he's quite different from everybody else. The way, the reason why we worship him is so, yes, it does mean holy. Ideas of being so holy that he's separated, different. Okay. Now, hallowed. What's happening at the end of this month? I hope you don't know. It's Halloween, that's right, it is. Why is it Halloween? Do you know what Halloween means? Yes? Very good. The word een is short for evening. And Halloween means that it's... No, that it's the evening before... I don't think it was. But the Roman Catholics had a day which they called All Hallows Day, or All Saints Day. And it was the day before that and the night before that. Halloween. So, hallowed means, quite right, respected. Holy. Jesus said, when you pray, pray our Father which is... thy name. And I thought a lot about that. So, if I produced anything for my children and they didn't say thank you, I wasn't very happy. If I produced something for my children and they couldn't care less, I'm annoyed. Appreciate something that I thought a lot about and provided for them. Imagine God. He's given everybody, millions of people in this world, millions of people in days gone by, millions to come perhaps, given to people brains, eyes, ears, noses, mountains, stars, moon, sun, seas, nature, birds, everything you could care to think of, he's given. And millions couldn't care. care less. Millions take it for granted that they're just alive and that these things are in the world. A bird, a butterfly, whatever. I don't care how it was made, really. It's just there and off it goes. We're more interested in games and machines than birds and nature and how the moon hangs in space and how the stars hang in space and all these things. Now, what I used to think about is, what did God think about that? What can I imagine that God thinks about it? What did I imagine that God thought about me? There was a time when I was 16 when I heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and I began to think. God think about me? My love of trains, my going out on the Lord's Day when people should be worshipping, my only being interested in things I can see and touch and handle and what I like doing. Never a thought for him. Never! I actually wondered when I first had the gospel, bearing that in mind, what he really did think about me. Why didn't he hit me? Make me, squash me if you like, put an end to me. See what Jesus is saying here? He's saying this isn't a prayer to be gaveled in 13 seconds? Oh, no. It's when we pray, count it a great honour to think that we may call the great spirit being who made this whole universe and world. Have respect everything that he has done. Let me tell you some of the things that I think about. I've talked over this markers. Yeah, has it gone wrong? Right, thank you. The scientists tell us, I have no idea whether it's true, that the universe is growing rapidly and receding fast, multiplying. And the Bible tells us that he made the stars also. But one of the wonderful things I think about God is that he knows me, but he doesn't only know me, he knows every one of the millions of other people that live today and who ever lived before and who will live after. He not only knows us, who we are, but he knows what we think. One of my favourite psalms became Psalm 139. Spells out. He knows me when I sit down, he knows me when I stand up. He knows the things that I speak and all sorts of other things. But he knows this about millions of other people. And if the space is multiplying rapidly at a tremendous rate, God is still in control. It just speaks to me that, all right, if there's going to be a population explosion of millions more people, he's got all that under control. It won't be a bother to him to know everything in judgment, to know everything that every one of them thinks. But not only that, all the relationships they have together. When Johnny hit James on the head, when Johnny pinched Jane's hat, there's absolutely everything, every interaction. Because if he didn't know that, how could he judge the world? He's got to have all the facts at his disposal. But that's only one way of looking at the might and the power of Almighty God. So Jesus says, when you pray, call upon God as your Father. great privilege, a great honour. But also think about the enormous power, glory, ability of the one you're coming to. I'm going to leave it there for today. I'm going to show you how the Lord's Prayer does give us a blueprint so that we don't rush into God's presence and say, I want this, I want that, I want that. We come in and think who we're asking, what we're asking about, and whether it's right that we should have what we ask for. I also want you to be challenged as to whether you do pray. One of the youngest of you, with the Lord's help, do much, much more than the cleverest grown up without God. I wouldn't even think about him seeking to understand whether God wants you to do it or think it, or whether he would bless me in doing it, whether he would clear the way beforehand so that it was not so difficult as it sounded, all sorts of. So we're going to study what is called the Lord's Prayer, and I'm going to go through it section by section. Won't be one tomorrow, so on Friday. Okay, now we're going to